TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for you.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Kanye, would you shut the fuck up and get out of the studio? Honey, you go ahead and finish what you were saying.
It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! Hey everybody, this is Tim Babb, the T in TanCast. I'm recording this little intro on the way home from getting my ass stomped on in the San Francisco Comedy Competition. However, the episode you're about to hear was recorded while I was still in the middle of the San Francisco Comedy Competition. I'd actually been doing quite well, and if you listen closely, you can hear the false hope in my voice. That's right, the guy you're gonna listen to over the next hour or so still thinks he can win. He's not! He's gonna lose! He's a failure! Oh, hang on. This is my exit. I have to drive into the ocean. Enjoy the show! Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, mateys! And who be you? I be Tim, the T in TanCast.
Oh, I think I'm about to come. And I am Andy, the R in TanCast.
And I'm Noah, with these fucking two idiots.
Sure, and you can suck me ass.
Look who not be participating and talk like a pirate day.
Do you hear that, Pastafarians? Noah hates you and everything you stand for.
Pastafarians?
Yes, the followers of the Flying Spaghetti Monster refer to themselves as Pastafarians.
Oh.
And this is one of their holiest of holidays. Really, they have two. They have the International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and they have Holiday, which is a season.
Nice.
Is this International Talk Like a Pirate Day?
Yep. Today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, September 19th.
Who makes this shit up?
It interferes with Noah's International Be a Douchebag Piece of Shit Day.
Yep.
Which starts January 1st and ends December 31st for Noah. It's a very lengthy celebration.
That's right.
It's even longer than Kwanzaa.
Yeah. And just as made up.
No, it's not.
This was TanCast. Yarr!
So should we get started with some tan laughs?
Do we want to talk about Kanye?
Well, normally we get the 10 laughs out of the way first.
No, we can do whatever the fuck we want. It's our podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're starting with 10 laughs.
What if I don't want to? What do you think about that?
Then it will be not the first time that you've shat on my hopes and dreams.
And it won't be the last, my friend.
Oh, die.
Dibs. I call dibs on Brian's.
Brian's hopes and dreams?
No. His 10 laughs.
Oh, all right. Yeah, go ahead. Well, here we go. 10 laughs. All right, so this one is a very niche joke because it's two actually. It's definitely a joke for comics, so I don't know if Andy or Noah are even going to find these funny. But I heard them when we were backstage at the San Francisco Comedy Festival, and I thought they were funny. And I know there's comics who listen to this, and they will find this funny. So there's a comic on death row, right? And they say, you know, they're about to execute him, and they're like, "What would you like for your last meal?" And he says, "We get a meal?" Shit. Ever been a comic at a gig? The other one, an axe murderer, a child molester, and a comedian show up to heaven, you know, to the pearly gates of heaven at the same time. St. Peter asks the axe murderer, "So why do you think you should get into heaven?" He's like, "Well, I did kill a lot of people, but I realized the error of my ways, and I did ask for forgiveness." And so, yeah. And St. Peter's like, "All right, come on in." And the child molester, you know, he gets the same thing. They're like, why should I let you into heaven?" He's like, "Well, I know what I did was wrong, and I if I could undo it, I would, and I, you know, I've begged for forgiveness,
So I think my soul is square. And St. Peter's like, all right, you can come in. And then the comedian walks up and he's like, all right, I don't see why I shouldn't be able to go into heaven. Like, I never killed anybody. I never molested any children. Like, my entire life, all I did was bring funniness to people because, you know, I'm a comedian. And St. Peter goes, oh, really? You're a comedian? Do you have a tape? Trust me. The comics that are listening to this are laughing. Everybody else, the majority of our audience, sorry, but that's what a niche podcast is all about, serving niches.
So niche, your other two hosts don't fucking get it. Well, Noah kind of chuckled at that one, and I kind of chuckled at the first one, so.
So, two pity chuckles. Yeah. Ah, 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 two pity chuckles. Ah, 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 scrotum.
Get a pity chuckle when all you really want is a pity fuck.
Nope, I'm all set. Thanks.
Okay. That's every fuck with your wife, right?
Yep. It's a pity marriage, really, if you think about it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you look so sad. All right, come over here. I don't have to participate, do I?
So who's next?
That'll be me. So a black guy, a gay guy, a Mexican, and a Jewish guy jump off a building. Who wins? Oh. Society! That is one of the most offensive jokes I've seen in a good long time. Thank you,
Yay!
Brian. I laughed at that and then felt bad.
I got one that I heard when I was at a party last weekend. And it goes a little something like this.
Everybody knows going to rap with you.
It sounded like you were starting a song. And it goes a little something like this.
What does a gay horse sound like?
Nay.
Hey.
Isn't that what a gay cow eats?
I don't know. A gay guy told it to
Who
me.
Who cares?
If that helps.
Oh, fucking faggot. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Oh, and I got one more for you.
St. Peter's not even going to ask for my tape. He's going to be like, you can go to hell.
How many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know how
That's
many.
Not funny.
That reminds me of the comic one. How many comics does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
Three. One to screw in the bulb, and one to tell the last one, that's not his light bulb. Anything else, Noah?
Oh, that's it. That's all.
Oh, Noah, I'm happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Andy had the best tan laugh of all time.
All time.
Oh, my God.
Noah is dead inside and doesn't find that funny.
I find lots of things funny. I just don't find that funny because it's just fucking everywhere.
That's what makes it funny.
I disagree.
It has so many different facets. People use it for all sorts of different things.
And they do. As we were talking about before we started, go to dig. Every single set of comments is going to have some one or more Kanye references.
I still think the Patrick Swayze thing was funny because, I mean, they literally happened like right after each other.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And, of course, I went for the Demi Moore making pottery.
Oh, yes.
Yep, which I stole from my
wife. I went for the don't worry, you can still talk to him via Whoopi Goldberg.
I noticed that, and I enjoyed that.
When I was in the first night of the San Francisco Comedy Competition on Wednesday, like they announced the five winners, the top five finishers each night, and they bring them all on stage, and I was brought up there. I was like number four. It turned out I was later number three because the unofficial results and the official results sometimes change. Amusing to me, but beside the point. So they bring everybody up, you know, the third, blah, blah, blah. And so they bring up the first place person, and it takes them a while to get to the stage. So I grabbed the mic from the MC, and I said, hey, I don't want to take anything away from this guy, but Beyonce had the best comedy set of all time. Huge. Huge. Crowd went nuts.
Sheep. Sheep, I say.
Well, the competition part was already over. That was just, I just thought that would be funny, and
I'm
was right.
With it. I don't really, I just don't find it funny, and it's just, I see it everywhere. I'm just like, all right, another one. I mean, there was a couple I saw that were funny. What?
I said, not only that, a comic bet me a dollar I wouldn't do it, and so I made a dollar. So that was a paying gig.
Nice. Nice. Don't forget to report that on your taxes, watch or else out, LA County is going to ask you for $12,000.
Oh, don't worry. I wrote that down on my comedy spreadsheet. $1. September 18th, $1 done. Or not 18th, 16th.
Told one joke, made $1.
I don't have to say what joke it was for. The whole night, I netted a dollar.
Alrighty.
Gross was somewhere like negative 14, but...
Gotta factor in gas.
Yeah.
The tranny blowjob you got on the way there. To,
no,
you know,
no.
Gotta
no.
get it pumped up, gotta get your game face.
That was a freebie.
Oh.
It was a pity blowjob.
A pity tranny blowjob.
Honey, I'm a big tranny mess, but you knew this worse than I do.
Hot tranny mess. Derp,
derp. Oh, that's right. It's hot tranny mess.
Come
hot
on,
tranny
Eddie.
Mess.
Don't pretend you don't know it.
Yeah, I actually did watch that season.
You
with
love
my wife.
You love Tim Gunn.
I do. Yeah. You know why? Because he makes
it work. Andre, where is Andre? Make
did
it work.
Did Tim Gunn come up with hot tranny mess?
No. Someone
another
the show.
Guy on that show.
But Tim Gunn is like one of the hosts. Or
you're right. Yeah, yes. I know who Tim Gunn is. That's why I was surprised he came up with that phrase. It's like, really?
No. It was some little guy who had a weird lingo.
Oh my God, the hair.
Yes, wild
oh
hair.
Oh my God, the hair.
That one someone did. It was Amy Poehler that did like a great impression of him.
I think it was. Seems like it would be. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You can find on the YouTube.
Still, my favorite thing on that whole show is that one guy. Santiago, whatever. The guy that does the Tim Gunn impression cracks me up.
The fat guy does a Tim Gunn impression?
No. The tall, skinny guy with the deep-set eyes. He's the one that does the, Andre, why do you always embarrass me when we go out to the Red Lobster?
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I think Santiago, is he like a kind of chubby Mexican guy?
I don't know. All right. I told you I didn't know. Santiago, Santino, maybe it's Fred. Fucking I don't know.
All right, calm down. It'll be okay. It's everybody.
Who expects... He expects too much of me.
Especially when we expect so little from him. Boom!
Yep.
You got hit.
You got hit in the crotch with Tim's truth. You got a truth to the nuts.
By the way, if you are not checking out Tancast.com on a regular basis, you are currently missing out on a chick fight.
The comments.
Between... No.
Sexy.
You know what, Noah? Let me spin this the way I want to spin it so we can get people to Tancast.com. Mr. Fucking blow my wad midway through my own joke.
You know what? I think if they're listening to our podcast, they're reading Tancast.
No, not necessarily.
I think so.
You know why Noah doesn't find all the Kanye jokes funny? Because he fucking is Kanye. He just jumped up there. Tim was doing the Taylor Swift, and he jumped in there and took the microphone away.
That's exactly why Noah doesn't find it funny. He's like, why wouldn't you just fucking interrupt some white bitch? Who fucking cares about her? Fucking Beyonce had a great video. Why is everybody talking like Kanye West did something wrong?
I'm about to say he didn't do something wrong. It's just not surprising.
I think in a few minutes we're going to hear the thud as that joke actually hits Noah's skull and buries itself in there. Until we hear that sound, Noah, we're just teasing you. Oh, now you both...
No, I was just leaving room for the crickets so I didn't have to move everybody's audio around. But anyway, Melanie and Victoria are fighting over who's the number one Tancast fangirl. And supposedly, in their comments, Victoria has already ripped Melanie's Tancast tank top, which is impressive, not only because they're not physically in the same room, but there's no physical Tancast tank top in existence.
Okay, well then the first one to metaphorically send us nude pics wins. Doesn't have to be of yourself.
Oh, wait, no, wait, we still haven't gotten any pictures of people in their Princess Leia bikinis.
Okay, first one sends Princess Leia bikini
there,
pictures.
See, that way, if it ends up online, not saying it will, but I said if it does, like, you won't get fired from your school job and have to do porn.
Oh, you still will. She was in a bikini. Yes, okay.
Well, great, now they're not going to send it. Thanks a lot, Andy. You've
I'm sorry.
Threatened their burgeoning school careers.
Ignore me, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm Andy and I'm always fucking wrong.
They know you know. They read the article last week.
Yeah.
Fuck!
That's an interesting noise you made.
Thank you. It was the word fuck. By the way. Just talked to my wife today about how we're going to have to cuss less once Junior gets
verbal.
Not
according to Kevin Smith. He
really?
Cusses around his kid all the time. Says the kid has no desire to cuss.
Huh. Well, I'll just have Jen Schwalbach come over and help offset us in some way. I don't know what magic she's pulling off, because Kevin Smith is one foul-mouthed...
Was he the one that was saying that, since she's around all the time, she doesn't care about it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it's taboo, then it's more interesting to you. But if you hear it all the time, you're like, yeah. My parents say fuck all the time, so big deal.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Probably. All right, 2 crickets in 5 minutes. On a roll.
10 fail. We're kind of off our game. It's been like a week and a half.
I was going to say, how was everybody's tan 2 weeks?
We got our water turned off. They do that when you don't pay the bill.
Did Andy forget to pay your water bill?
Nope. What happened?
You're black?
Yeah, I'm black.
Anyway, what happened?
I think when I set up the account, I signed up for paperless billing, but then like, we never got billed, obviously, paperless billing, but we never even got a notice, like, saying, hey, you owe us money. Like, I guess they really mean paperless. Like, we're not going to try to contact you in any manner. So, needless to say, my wife is not too happy about this. And so, A, they shut off on a Friday. B, their office closes at 4:30. And C, they're closed during the weekends.
So it shut off. It shut off right now?
No.
Oh, this is last weekend?
No, this is this weekend. But okay. So I was like, wait, A, what kind of fucked up place does that on a Friday? And then like, oh, we're going for the weekend. And then you go to the website and they have like a number like, in case of water emergency, call this number. And it's all the same number for customer service and stuff. And they're like, hey, we're closed right now. I'm like, what if I had a fucking emergency? Who would I talk to? But so I was like, well, I wonder how they turn the water off. So I went outside, I looked at the meter, and then I looked at the front of the house, and there's like two pipes coming out of the ground. One goes out to the hose, and one looks like, you know, I don't know what it's for, but I was like, I wonder if I just turn this on, what would happen? And so I turned the knob, and the water came back on. I'm like, really? This is how they stop you?
Yep.
They'll never figure this out. And
wow.
Then I wondered, like, when we go back to the, like, when I pay it, are they going to go, okay, well, a technician will be out later today to turn it back on for me. I wonder what they're going to say. Or if they're just going to tell me, if you just go to the front of your house and turn the little knob, it'll come right back on. So, yeah, I was like, oh, well, that was easy to figure out. Like, what if I just don't ever pay my water bill? Like, I wonder if they keep checking the meter. But I'm going to pay it Monday. But I was just like, oh, well, that was easy to fix. I'm glad. Because Stephanie was not happy. You know how she likes to shower every day.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially on all this heat.
What was that? Oh, yes.
Even I've been showering every day. Deal
That's
with
funny,
that.
Because we are definitely into we're into fall time here. It's been raining like pretty much nonstop for the last week. It's all overcast, moist.
It's been raining a bit.
It's like your
it's
mom.
Been raining a bit up there?
Last week it was raining.
I'm talking about
it
this
didn't
week.
Rain where you are?
No.
Not at all?
No.
I think you're lying.
Well, how far in the past are you talking?
Last weekend.
Oh, last weekend I was in L.A.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you, piece of shit.
Look at you, you piece of shit.
Idiots!
My Skype is all jacked up, but that sounded sounded extra funny because it was like someone had auto-tuned Andy. It was like, idiot!
I just got an email in my TanCast box that somebody had responded to me on Tim's Bill Maher Steals from TanCast that he'd posted as TanCast.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had posted some just worthless, useless, humorless comment on there. And so I signed in and responded and said something like, maybe the joke here is that there is no way in the universe that Bill Maher, TV star, or anyone attached to him has ever heard these three retards and their Junior League podcast. As one of said retards, I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, that is in fact the joke. Somehow, the original comment is gone. I don't know if Tim deleted it or if the original person deleted it or what. But, yeah, now it just sounds like I'm ranting at nothing. But I think it's the same retard came along and responded to me, yeah, but he's famous and you're a bunch of unemployed, misspelled with an I instead of a Y, morons. Go back to community college.
Ha ha! Shows you I never went to college.
Yeah, showed me that I need an education. and apparently we all need jobs.
I saw 9. I saw 9. Yes, since I've last talked to you, guy.
Yeah, how was
it
that?
It was good. It was not great, but it was decent. The animation was good. I enjoyed it. I don't know. I can't really say much about it.
Really?
I'm trying to think. Like I said, it was enjoyable. It kind of had a weird ending, I thought. Like, I was like, really? I don't know. I don't know if the ending... It was all right, but there's a couple of open things. I was like, is that how it's going to end? All right, whatever. You have to see it, and I'll tell you about more. I assume Andy's going to see it. I don't know about Tim.
Tim's on the fence.
I'm assuming Andy's going to see it at some point.
Is it like one of those things where you decide how it ends?
No. It wasn't like that.
Oh.
They just left something up in there, and I was like, all right, I guess I'm not going to resolve that. You'll see.
Maybe I'll see.
I guess I will.
Or maybe you'll just read the spoilers on moviepooper.com.
Moviepooper.com spoilers!
Okie dokie.
We also saw Extract. We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, yeah.
We saw it right after we recorded the last Handcast.
I didn't think that was great either. I mean, I shouldn't say either. I thought 9 was decent. I didn't think Extract was great. I expected it to be funnier.
I enjoyed Ben Affleck. He made me laugh a lot.
Yeah, I expected him to be funnier, too.
See, Noah, you're slowly dying inside. Nothing is funny to you. Dying.
I find lots of things funny.
What was the last thing you found funny?
When I jizzed in your mama's eye, and she started
crying. That wasn't funny.
That was funny.
It wasn't funny. Didn't happen.
It did happen. It was hilarious.
Didn't happen. Wasn't funny. I want to hear a real answer. Come on.
I gave you a real answer, sir.
You did not give me a real answer, sir.
Jizzed in your mama's eye. She cried. Made me laugh.
See? Dead inside. It's official.
Yeah, it's although, special. I should say I didn't find Office Space as funny as some people. Like, there were bits and parts, but overall, it wasn't like a laugh-out-loud funny movie for me. Office Space or Extract.
I was never really a big fan of Office Space. Even though everybody told me how ingenious it was, I was like, meh. Because at the time, I didn't work in an office, so I was like, all right. I don't really get it. And then, like, it's after seeing it after having worked in an office, I'm like, it's still not that funny. And it wasn't like, you know, it was one right after the other, so the jokes were all fresh in my mind, and, you know, I was, you know, there was no element of surprise. Like, years later, I finally saw it again after working in an office, and it was in, like, a theater setting, so, you know, there was people who were into it all in the crowd. I was just like, no.
I think one of my favorite things
is masturbating under a blue light.
Mm-hmm. Because I like to see where all the spots are once I'm done. I like to feel like a hooker, you know, with the blue light to make sure that my bruises don't show up while I'm on stage so I can get bigger tips. Anyways, one of the favorite things I think was... supposedly the use of blue and red lights is some, like, it hides, like, blemishes and bruises or whatever, or, like, varicose veins or something. I don't know, I read it somewhere, and everything you read is true, so, you know, I probably read it on the internet, and we all know that the internet is full of truth.
Truthiness.
Man, Plato and Aristotle, they should have just gone to the internet. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking about.
They were fags.
Yes. Anyways, one of the favorite things of all time is the day that one of my bosses, who I swear was just like the boss in Office Space, confided in me that one of his favorite movies of all time was Office Space.
Mm.
I was like, you don't have a well-developed sense of irony, do you, sir?
Tim's typing about your mom.
Probably. Speaking of my mom.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to her on the phone this week, and she referred to a bunch of people collectively as fucktards.
Wow.
Yeah, I laughed my ass off. I was like, really? She's like, what? I'm like, you just said fucktards. Then I put her on speaker so she could say it again for my wife. And she did.
Wow. That's an accommodating mother right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My mom flipped and said fucktards. She would never repeat it.
Mom, did you just say fucktards?
Honey, listen,
Timothy!
My mom just said fucktards. No, I didn't say, oh my gosh.
No, it would be Timothy.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, further cementing her position as the coolest mom in the world.
Meh.
I will be right back. Hold on.
Well, that's good.
He has to go get more oatmeal.
Hello.
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 Hello. So where should we pick up the thread?
I think we were talking about you. You're telling your story about the guy who liked Office Space as his favorite movie.
No, I was talking about my mom.
Oh.
Said fucktards.
All right. Well, then now what?
I don't know.
Where do we go from here?
What's next on our magical journey of retardation?
Ooh. I was reading something on CNN about how the teabagger movement, I mean the tea party movement. Mm-hmm. No, I meant the teabagger movement. Like some of their Machiavellian people behind the people organizers feel like they don't really have a good public face. And I decided then and there that I want to be that public face.
Why?
Because, like any good cult, I'm going to get them to believe in me 100%, and then I'm going to get them all to kill themselves.
Well, go for it.
Thank you.
Sounds like
it's
a solid
not every day
plan.
You realize how to make the world better. The thing is, like, we've got at least one friend that I know of that went to one of the tea parties back in April. I'm willing to bet that she was the only person there who actually knew what the original tea party was. And didn't just go, taxation, something. Yeah, tea. We're going to buy a bunch of tea and then throw it in the
when
harbor.
When you say we have a friend, you mean you and your wife have a friend, or the three of us have
friend? I mean the three of us have a common
friend. You know someone who went to one of those things?
Yeah. And I think she probably went for the right reasons. This whole idea of, you know, government kind of getting out of control and being too big. There's a lot of me that can stand behind that. I agree with that stance a lot. I just think that a bunch of morons who don't know exactly what metaphor they're reaching for when they throw these things, and then who stand around and scream about death panels and other falsehoods, aren't really making a good point for less government. They're making a really good point for eugenics.
All right, I'll just bleep it. Who are you talking about? Okay.
Unsurprised?
Only because recently she said something about on Facebook about how she was sick of all her left-wing ideologue friends posting angry things on other people's like posts. Like, you know, if you just want people who agree with you, join some political site that agrees with you, and then, you know, just talk amongst your like-minded ideologues. Don't, you know, try and shout down and belittle everyone who has a different opinion than you. And to her I say, go fuck yourself, shit stick. No, I'm just kidding.
Now, see, that's the thing is, like, I call them teabaggers because theoretically there's a lot for me to agree with stuff that they claim that they believe in. But really, like, if you look at the rallies, and it's not just, you know, you can't say, oh, it's media bias or something like that, of, you know, CNN trying to make them look bad and just showing the racist assholes. I watched part of the Fox coverage of it, and they're covering a bunch of racist assholes.
That's their bread and butter.
It's like if the... Yeah, I know.
That's who buys their products. That's who their sponsors well, yeah, are buying for.
You're right. You're right. That actually, there may still be some reporting bias there. I should probably actually go to one of these things before I judge it too harshly. But it's like, I was incensed.
By the end of the Bush administration. Yeah. I almost went for regime there, but I thought that might be a little bit too, you know, pushing buttons. So yeah, I was incensed by the end of that because... At no point during any of that time did I look at anybody who called Bush a Nazi or Hitler or anything else like that and go, yeah, man, that's exactly right. I looked at them, shook my head, and kept on going. But these fucking teabagger events, those are the people front and center. There's no repudiation. The little Hitler mustache on Obama, yeah, until he's actually directly responsible for attempting to wipe a whole group of people off the planet. But no, the birthers and the Hitlers and the death panels and the, oh, they're going to come for all the conservatives and all the rest of that shit. Right up front and center.
That was much longer than I expected to take on that. I'm sorry.
I started it's eating Noah's right. oatmeal. That's how long that took.
And it's done. Delicious.
I wouldn't eat Noah's oatmeal.
Oh, yes, it's... you. Well, no, but you toss my salad. Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity.
I don't get the Obama with the Joker face. Like, other than someone's like, hey, this wasn't typically terribly hard to do on Photoshop, what is the point of that statement? Like, at no
that
point
we should all
is,
smile more.
Is Obama running around, like, you know, terrorizing both the criminal element and law enforcement.
You sure?
No, it's just Obama's asking us all why we're so serious.
Why so serious?
Are they saying that he deserves an Academy Award? Are they worried that he's taking too many sleeping pills?
Are they saying that Heath Ledger was from Kenya?
I want to see the Joker's birth certificate.
Fucking birthers.
I love how they try and pretend they're not racist. Like, really, if Obama was white, There's no way you'd be doing this.
Oh, man, I love when they go to those rallies and you hear people like, this country is being taken over by Muslims. Really? Really? Cite your sources. Go out and gather up every fucking Muslim, every practicing Muslim in the entire United States. Get them all together in one fucking place.
Because you'll be able to do it, and it will only take, it would only be like a ninth of the population of Los Angeles.
Yeah. The redneck assholes, if you total up all of the redneck assholes, not all of the people at these Tea Party and Birther and whatever rallies... Just the redneck asshole parts of them, the ones actively holding up the signs and shouting, you know, show us the birth certificate or whatever. You fuckers outnumber the Muslims in this country. I guarantee it.
By a great lot.
I love the claim that, you know, Obama saying that this isn't a Christian nation and it's not a Muslim nation or whatever means that he was secretly telling the people in Egypt that it's a Muslim nation. Really?
See,
you know
that's
what?
The thing. Like, to make Obama, you know, to make Obama sound bad, they really have to stretch. Whereas Bush, he would just put his shitty, like, he would just say shitty things right out there for you. Like, you didn't have to work on it. Bush just handed it to you, and so, like, they're like, well, we're just gonna grab whatever Obama says and say it's stupid. It's like, no, that's not how it works. You can't just...
They were actually torturing people.
Well, that...
They were actually oppressing free speech.
Yes, but that they and were like actually literally putting like down the things he said were mockable. Like literally.
Yes.
Like you didn't have to work at it. There was no connect the dots, there was no find the hidden meaning, there was like, you know, there's an old saying in Texas, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again. Yeah. That's what he said.
Yes, that is what he said.
Obama thinks before he speaks, and so it's hard to just, you know, rip apart what he says. They have to be like, oh, it was secret code. What? No, it wasn't.
Yeah, oh, and I love all the shit about czars belong in Russia. Obama's got all these czars. Dude, fucking Reagan came up with that title. And the czars and the communists were not in charge of Russia at the same time because it's impossible. You cannot have czar, which comes from Caesar, which means fucking emperor, and the communists at the same time. It's two different forms of government.
Fired up.
Oh, this is stupidity. It was 20 years ago. I was a child, and I know more than these fucking people did about the 80s.
I just like, aha. Take on me.
Pipe wrench fight.
This guy's taking an ass load of pipe wrench. What's wrong with this hallway? Is this your house? It's a literal music video, in case people are wondering.
Yes. So according to Wikipedia, they're somewhere between 2.4, which is the Pew Research estimate, and 7 million, which is the government estimate, Muslims in America.
Both of which, less than the population of Los Angeles, one city.
Yeah. 2% of the total population, or 0.6% of the total population.
However, both of them outnumber Alaska.
Well, this is true, but... Well, Alaska's never going to take over.
You got to watch out for the Alaskans. They're tricky.
Well, they want to secede. Or they... Sorry, there's that party that wants Alaska to no longer be part of America that Sarah Palin's husband was part of.
Oh, yeah.
This is all
I think we should do
facts.
That and then declare war on them. Like, what, bitch? Defend yourself.
I think they should do that, and then we'll declare war on them, and we'll take Canada on the way.
No. Let Canada
be part
of it.
No, it's okay.
Come on, Canada. We're going to go fuck up Alaska. You want to come? Finally.
Yeah, we'll see the boot.
I don't know.
You can have them when we're done, but first we have to kill everyone. We're coming through. We're starting at the border of Canada, and we're not stopping until we can see Russia.
Yeah. Now, you know what? In all seriousness, I don't care if Alaskans want to be weird and want to claim that they want to secede and all the rest of those things, because you kind of get the feeling that Alaska is so far away.
How far away is it?
I don't know, 1,000 miles?
All right.
It's far. But it's so far away from, like, the rest of the U.S., you kind of get the feeling that a lot of people in Alaska are in Alaska because they're trying to be separate. So go ahead, go up there, be weird. You know, it's like Burning Man. It's a little colony of freaks. Just go ahead.
Alaska is America's Burning Man.
It's like the... Alaska is the photo negative for Burning Man. It's Freezing Man.
You don't see Hawaii getting all pissy. They're farther away, aren't they?
Yeah. Actually, there's a strong subset of Hawaiians that want to be an independent nation again that, you know, feel like being annexed by the U.S. was a very bad thing. And they may have a point, but...
Well, they should wait until the Disney Vacation Resort opens up, and then they'll be like, wait a minute, maybe we spoke too soon.
Mm-hmm. Disney, yo, we're slowly turning Paris into America.
There's this huge resort that they're building in Oahu. Looks pretty sweet.
Are you gonna stay there, you little Disney homo?
Not unless I not only win the San Francisco comedy competition, but also the lottery, and also, I have some really rich relative that I didn't know about who kicks off in the next couple of weeks. I guess it doesn't have to be the next couple of weeks. I don't need to go right now. But these are the things that need to... These are the stars that need to align for me to be able to go to the resort in Hawaii.
Tim, we can make that happen.
I don't think you can.
Call me.
What? No, are you implying that we're going to find Tim's richest relative?
No. Never. I can do it quick.
No, okay, I'm aware of my current relatives. Murdering them will solve nothing.
I know, we'll track down that one you don't know about.
Alright, there you go.
And then kill everyone between you and them in the...
No, you just gotta get them to write something specific in the will, where I gotta spend $1 million in 3 days
in Hawaii
in order to get my inheritance, and we'll call it Brewster's Millions 2.
I love that the plot of that is, oh, it's hard to spend money this quickly. No, it's not.
Well, with what he had to, with the restrictions placed upon him, it was.
I think it's been a while since I've
seen that. Because he couldn't, like, if he spent money and then bought something that was worth something, that still counted as money he had to get rid of.
So if he traded it for something of
worth. What if he just bought a bunch of cars and just trashed them?
Well, he didn't mention that.
Oh, I found the plot hole.
What if you got the First Lady of the United States? Actually, let's go for a little hotter, even. Let's go for the, what is it, France?
Yes.
No, it either France or Italy.
No, it's France. It's France. She's hot.
Could be Italy. Okay, let's get the First Lady of France to give you a blowjob. Spend all your money right there.
I don't know if you could spend it on something illegal, and prostitution would be illegal in this country.
It's France.
In this country, it's illegal. Is it legal in France?
Yeah.
Well, really, it's you're getting a legal blowjob and then making a legal donation to the charity of her choice.
See,
which
you
is,
can't make a donation with it. You can only donate so much to charity.
Well, I donate my sperm to charity every year, but they refuse to take
it. All right, that really has nothing to do with the plot, money at all. It's really just a Noah brand non sequitur.
Yeah, I just wanted to admit that I go, the bell ringers for the Salvation Army, and I jack off in their little pot.
Oh, I thought you ran up with, like, a jar filled with your spunk.
And just threw it at them.
Here's my yearly donation. Come on, take it, Art. Take it.
Take it. They're good swimmers.
No, he's got to slam dunk it in there so the jar bursts on all the rest of the money.
Oh. Me and Tim were talking about
because you know somebody's got to clean that
because
afterwards.
that brings new meaning to the phrase, your money's no good here.
No, really. This just needs to be burned.
1 in 4 American bills is tainted with Andy Seaman.
I'm working on getting that up to 1 in 3.
I can just see him in his house, dollar bills over the floor. He's just jerking off all over them, spraying it around.
Take that, George Washington! For foreign listeners, George Washington is on our money.
I just give George Washington a facial.
Oh, God, even when it's inappropriate, I can't stop myself from making facial jokes. I did, just barely, but I was at some work thing with somebody I didn't know, and she's talking about, I really need to go to a spa and get a facial. I was like, oh. I just turned around and walked away for a little while, because I could feel it was going to come out.
Oh, on her face.
On her face. Tim is typing like mad.
Not really?
Like mad. Really? It's like, you're mad, and you're typing. It's crazy.
You're like, ah, words with fingers.
I was typing 10 keys. It was 10 keystrokes. That is not typing like mad.
I stand
by
it.
That's the word certainly in a space. He's typing like mad!
How do you feel? How'd you feel when you were typing?
I was calm. At peace. As a Jedi should be when one types.
When the Jedi does an essay, at peace he should be.
He needs to suffer. All right. Jesus Christ.
There go our listeners again. The ones that we lost with the Three Amigos song last week. All right, I'll give it another try. Motherfuck! Toss down their headphones in disgust.
I've been getting a new type of spam I haven't seen before. It's FedEx emailing me, telling me there's a check in my name. And they want to deliver it to me. But I gotta give them some money so they can, you know, pay the charges and stuff.
Wow, that spam is totally believable.
Well, A, the fact that I wasn't expecting anything from FedEx. And then B, I'm not expecting money from FedEx. There's no one I fucking know that's going to send me $8 million.
And C, how the fuck would FedEx know what's inside the envelope?
Exactly.
And how would they know your email from your address? Oh, well, this guy lives at 343 Hysteria Lane. His email address must be fucktards@tancast.com.
Tim, they're that fucking good.
Just another reason why, even with a public option, private corporations can still compete. Because FedEx is so good, they'll even fucking find your email from your home address.
Yeah, that's a really good point about the public option thing. If they just make it so it has to fund itself, then it's operating by the exact same rules. Like, the U.S. Post Office has to be self-funded.
I mean, I don't understand why someone thinks that, like, government's just going to kill everybody. It's like, fucking, look at the Post Office. Post Office not fucking doing well.
I don't see why they thought, instead of a public option, a better idea would be to fine people who don't have insurance. I don't have enough money to get insurance. Okay, here's a fine. Brilliant! Thank you! That's what I was worried about.
Right, now I couldn't afford insurance.
Now I don't have insurance, and I have even less money because I'm paying this fucking fine.
That's kind of like when Banks like charge an overdraft fee because you don't have money in your account.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you see I don't have money in my account. What makes you think I'm going to be able to pay that fee?
We don't want you not to have money, so we're going to fine you. Okay. Oh, it's that time of day.
Oh.
Noah, say something.
Hello.
Noah's mic is failing. Noah's gonna unplug and replug, and we'll be right back. This Tancast Noah mic fail has been brought to you by...
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Sweet fucking shit, Kanye. Shut the fuck up. Get out of here. No one needs your bullshit. Go be a douche somewhere else. Anyway, this mic fail is sponsored by the Talking Joke Machine Contest. Only a few weeks left for you to download that picture in the show notes, put it on your social networking site, and send us a link at fucktards.com, and you could win Jackie's Talking Joke Machine.
Charlie goes in to see the psychiatrist. He says, Doc, I can't seem to make any friends. Can you help me, you fat slob?
And now, back to the show.
All right, I'm back.
He's back. And he's a Lego maniac.
You guys are exciting.
Yep, I know. So excited.
I'm so excited.
I just can't hide it.
And I know. I want to.
Hoo-hoo. I saw the Pointer Sisters at San Jose's Gay Day, or Gay Pride Day.
How they doing?
Not well. They're playing San Jose's Gay Pride Day.
What? Don't you? I bet you would kill to play San Jose's Gay Pride Day, Tim.
No, I don't know if I would kill for it. I'd probably, you know, depending on the money, I'd do it.
Would you suck a dick?
No.
Depends on who you'd have
you
to
kill.
You
would suck a dick?
Nah.
What if it's a clean dick?
Why? I would hope it was a clean dick. I'm not starting off with a dirty dick.
It's shave balls.
That doesn't really enter
into it.
What if
I had gangster faces tattooed on the balls?
You know, I don't think you're actually trying to entice me one way or the other. I think you're just blathering.
Oh, I learned an important life lesson this morning. Just sitting around in chonies, minding my own business. My son's crawling around on the floor inside his little baby cage in front of me. We've got like an L-shaped couch, so we just put up a gate so it like goes around the other side and just like fences in that area. And he's gotten to the point where he's like holding himself up on the couch and like walking with like, you know, using his hands to keep his balance and whatever. And somehow my boxers were like a little bit flipped over to the side. And I was looking the other direction, and all of a sudden, a little tiny hand shot in a leg of my boxers and just grabbed a big handful of my nut to hold on to balance himself. And then he started to lose his balance, and he started to take my nut with him. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a little worked up over that because it still hurts in my mind.
Oh, look. We finally found something Noah finds funny.
Yes, you did.
And his nuts being torn off.
And his pain.
Addie's son touching his nuts.
No, not touching. Touching would have been a little weird. Grab and pull!
That's touching. There's contact. Skin-to-skin contact.
My wife was cleaning my son's Johnson the other day. Because, you know,
I'm uncomfortable.
It gets messy down there.
I'm uncomfortable.
And he starts giggling. She's like, all right, pervert, let's knock that off.
He likes it.
Yeah.
That's how they learn.
Well, it tickles.
Oh, it does more than tickle.
Yes. Well, he's trying to figure that out, too, I think, because every time we got the diaper off, he's like, oh, look, it's my friend! Grabs it. But if you just let him keep a hold of it, he'll start pulling on it, like, stretching it out, like, just fucking trying to figure out which direction it can go. Be kind.
He's learning. That's how we all learn.
So, you know, be kind. Baby steps.
He'll learn it's attached soon enough.
That hurts! Yep. My poor cats, because he treats them the same way he treats his own penis. If he gets a handful of them, so they are learning too. They're learning baby is to be feared.
Are they staying away from your child?
That's a lesson I've known for a long time. Babies are to be feared. Not respected, just feared.
And yes, no, they are staying away from him. But it'll still surprise them every once in a while. Like, they'll be taking a nap, we'll put him down kind of near them. All of a sudden, he'll just, like, truck over and tackle one of them. grab a tail and yank. But sometimes he, like, you know, he'll just reach out and, like, touch them, like, you know, like, kind of pat them, whatever. It's like, oh, he's being so gentle. Isn't that nice? He's learning. He's learning how to interact with the pets. 3 seconds later, he's going to have a tuft of hair in his hand.
he just gave a false sense of security.
Yep, and us, too.
Babies versus cats. Who do you root for in that one?
Who does Tim root for? I think Tim roots for babies.
By a slim margin.
Yep. What's like rapist versus devil? Got to go for rapist.
Because who doesn't want to see the devil get raped? Not funny now, is it?
Oh, that would be hilarious. We've taken Satan and the biggest, baddest rapist ever to walk the planet. Taking all bets.
Who is the biggest, baddest rapist ever to walk the planet?
I don't know.
Tim, do the research. Get back to us.
That is not a qualifying round you want to be a part of.
And that is not something I want to Google either.
Dun, 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 the 2009 rape-off. Dun, 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 dun. Rapists from around the world compete for the grand prize.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
What do you do to prepare?
Well, I like to rape a couple, you know, to get the rape juices really flowing.
What's your preferred method of lube?
Blood and tears. Blood and tears.
To the thousands in attendance and the millions crying in their shower around the world, let's get ready to sexually assault!
That is horrible.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for, let's get ready to cornhole!
Ah, damn it, that was a better way to go.
Yep, look at me.
We're working this bit out.
I should be the San Francisco comedy competition.
Right.
Could I lose?
What?
I think Noah was being sarcastic there.
Oh, no, go for it, Annie. You'll make first place.
I would tell the joke about my son grabbing my nuts. Tim would laugh. Then again, that's a low bar.
I told you about how they booed. I can't remember if I told this on Tancast or not, how I was at the Ice House in Pasadena, and I was doing a joke about it. I said, you know, I'm a big fan of Disneyland, and it got a huge round of boos. I was like, boo? Who the fuck boos Disneyland? Like, boo! I hate children's happiness and puppies and Christmas and joy and candy. Boo! We're goth people. We like misery.
That was me, Tim.
No, it wasn't. I
hate Disneyland.
It was, and not to paint all Mexicans with the same brush, but it was a row of Mexicans.
That's because their fucking cousins work there. They don't treat them very well. Well, fucking then... clean the bathrooms and shit. You know how it is.
So after I lit them up for booing, they all started laughing again. I'm like, well, you're probably not going to like this joke then, because it's all about Disneyland. So anyway, I was in line for Pirates of the Caribbean, and this one other guy not in their group goes, boo! I'm like, don't be booey come lately. You can't just, you know, you saw that they got some attention for booing, and now you want to get in. Oh, boo! I'm cool! Can I boo? Boo! Shut up.
Nice, sir.
That was one of my better shutting down audience for talking out of turn.
Very good. You come here to listen. You will fucking listen. You will listen to everything I say. If I get up here and I start reading you some fucking poetry, you will love that poetry and you will clap at the end.
No one paid $10 to hear the douchebag in the back row. I guarantee you that. Man, I hope there's a good douchebag tonight.
Nice. Oh, you said Mexicans, and that reminded me of another story about my mom.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Your mom loves the Mexicans, one in each hole.
El gangbang mucho.
Ay, caramba. Quiero Taco Bell.
Because none of that was right. El gangbang mucho. None of that. None. None. Oh, yes.
Diggy, giggity, goo.
Oh, fuck. I forgot the word.
Penis?
That the penguin used when she got Cochino. Joe spunk in her eye. Cochino, yes!
It was pig.
Ay, cochino.
So anyway, your mom and the Mexicans.
My mom and Mexicans. Well, not actually directly Mexicans, but my mom's doing some work. Her job sent her to some little tiny town in near Kansas City, Missouri. And while she's there, she calls me up and tells me, she's like, it feels like I'm in Utah. Like, all the place names are kind of similar. They all kind of have that that same, you know, like, independence and freedom and liberty or whatever. I was like, Mom, you know that all the Mormons in Utah actually came from the area that you're in, right? Like, originally, that's where they started, and they got oppressed, and then they moved to Utah. It's just, that would explain a lot. So I'm sitting down with this lady, and this is my mom telling me, that this lady's asking her, so, you know, where have you been eating? And she said, oh, I've been eating, you know, just a couple of restaurants near the hotel, haven't been going out and exploring or anything like that. She goes, oh, well, I'm going to give you directions to this little hole-in-the-wall Mexican food place, and it is really authentic. It is just absolutely delicious Mexican food. You know, it's so authentic. It's like, I bet you don't have anything like this in California. I was like, oh, well, thank you. I would love directions to an authentic Mexican place. I would love to experience that.
And she drives over, Taco Bell.
No, apparently there's some, you know, little Mexican hole in the wall place, but...
El like, Pollo Loco! Genius. I'd never realized that Mexican food could taste like this.
My mom grew up in San Diego, a place with a Spanish name in a state with a Spanish name, which should kind of, you know, start to trigger some bells. The fact that it's right across the border of Mexico from Tijuana should also, you know, maybe get some thoughts that maybe my mom's had authentic Mexican food before.
She's had some authentic...
Maybe the fact that the state that my mom is from used to be part of Mexico, maybe that should clue her in a little bit, that maybe my mom has had authentic Mexican food before. Or perhaps the fact that my mom lived for a couple years of her life in Colombia means that my mom has had authentic Latin American food before.
What are the odds that this person knew your mother's entire backstory to this degree? I have known you for years. I didn't know all of this about your mother.
Oh! Okay. In your face!
How about we just stop at the fact that my mom is from a place called California? A place where the biggest minority is Hispanic.
Of course, I mean, everybody knows that your mom has had authentic Mexican in her mouth. I mean, no one is going to dispute that. You can just tell by looking at her.
She's tried all the ones, the big ones, the small ones, the spicy ones, the mild ones, the ones with cheese on top, the ones with enchilada sauce.
Although technically the sour cream isn't authentic, but she makes it work.
Oh, I hate you both.
I was like, as you're just rambling on about that, I'm like, oh, here it comes.
I feel a bubbling up like diarrhea.
He's not even ready for this. He's going to be blindsided.
No, I knew it was coming.
So did your mom. Because the guy went, ay, 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 ay!
Well, she was at ground zero, so of course she knew it was coming.
That is horrible, Tim.
Ay, 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 ay. Oh, Tim, you racist, racist fucker.
What? That's how, well, I'm not even Mexican. That's how I come. Oh, baby.
I was wondering what that
noise
was.
I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Ay, 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 ay! Like, shoot my pistolas in the air. Ay, 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 ay!
I just go, ay, puppy.
So, I believe we should comment on Noah's link that he just sent us.
Yes. Thank you, Dig.
That's an excellent way to support breast cancer research. Don't let breast cancer steal second base.
And there's a little diagram of a woman, or a drawing of a woman with big titties, and it says second base across her titties.
Because I believe in the parlance of, you know, I got to first base, I got to second base does mean touching titties.
Oh, yes, it does.
I disagree about that. I don't fucking get it.
Why is that?
Somebody should have, like, I don't know, formalized it. There's so many fucking rules in baseball. How are you going to use a baseball metaphor and not have, like, 1,000 rules about it?
Because people don't need to take shit that seriously?
I'm going with Tim on this one.
Well, it's baseball. Fuck you both. I hate you.
You like that, Tim?
I did.
Well, let's see. Wikipedia. That, if anybody's going to codify it, it's going to be them.
Oh, Christ.
First base, commonly understood French kissing, also mean any mouth-to-mouse kiss. Mouth-to-mouth? Mouth-to-mouse kissing, yes. Just making out with the pointer on your computer screen.
It's just making out with Minnie. Like, oh, yeah, you take it. You know you want it, you dirty little mouse.
Yeah, that's right, I want it. Ha! Why do I sound like Mickey?
Because, Andy's not very good at impressions.
Wow.
Second base is groping or feeling underneath the shirt, also rubbing sensitive parts of the chest. And then in parentheses, nipples, like we thought there was some other secret sensitive spot on the chest. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Oh, my. Nope, my wife is here.
Andy and Tim make out.
Noah, so, get the fuck off Dig. I already know what this is. Yep.
So my wife just 11. Walks in, and I have the picture on the screen that Noah just sent, and she looks over and goes, oh, wow. But it's like a train wreck now, because she came closer to see what was going on.
You know the best part? Look behind her. All of those people with the glowy eyes.
Their eyes are, they're damned. That's what happened. They're like, what am I watching? Noah they called this that. Tim and Andy making out.
Oh! Of course you're the one wearing the fucking diaper.
Can I be the thin one?
At least I'm not the one.
Tim, which of the two?
With woman.
Yes. Tim, which of the two of you asked me what I was going to be for Halloween? Was it you or your wife?
Did I ask you what you were going to be for Halloween? I don't remember.
Yeah, when we were at my in-law's house.
I don't remember at all.
Well, my response was fat, and I stand by it.
Still funny. Let's keep her.
Thank you. I still love that iTunes review of us where I'm the, was it the portly philosopher or something like that?
You're like our Buddha.
I would love even more iTunes reviews. Hint, hint, listeners.
Make them like that.
Yes.
Tim, are you saying you would like someone to review us on iTunes?
Maybe that is what I'm saying.
Give us
a
five-star rating and leave a comment?
You can give us a five-star rating and then insult us. I'm fine with that. This is the best podcast where Tim has a tiny dick ever. Although I think iTunes might pull down your comment, but I would enjoy it.
I think I'm going to go write that review.
Of course you are.
I got to sign up for an account. Too much time.
You don't have an iTunes account?
Yeah.
Well, I have an iTunes account, but it's like in my actual name.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Can't you change your display name or no?
Yeah. What's your display name? Hi, my name's Andy. Here's my last name, my address, my social security number, a picture of my firstborn. I really didn't think this through when I signed up for iTunes.
What's Tim doing today after Tancast?
Tim is, I think I'm going to a one-year-old's birthday party.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then heading off to Antioch for night number 4 in the San Francisco Comedy Competition, where hopefully I place.
Is it all over the place?
It is fucking all over the place.
And how does the placing work? Like, you've placed in multiple positions over the different ones, right?
Right. So, like, you get, like, the judges score on several different categories, and then those scores are all, you know, added up and then divided by however many categories, and then you get this, the highest score you can get is 11. But then, almost nobody gets an 11, so whoever got the highest score, their score is moved up to 11, and everybody else's score is moved up, you know, like a curve, basically, like, you know, whoever gets the highest score basically gets an A, and everybody's grade is curved accordingly.
Okay.
And so then they take the top 5 of the night and they announce them, and those are the people who got the top scores. And then the next night, same thing. And then after this, like, 5 days of performances, you take your best 4 because you drop your lowest score, and they add those together and divide them and whatever. And then whoever has the highest score at that point, the 5 highest scores move on to next week.
And how long is this supposed to go on for?
Well, there's this week. Is the second preliminary round. There was another group of 15 comics that got whittled down to 5 last week, and this group of 15 will be whittled down to 5. And then next week is the semifinals, where the 5 from the first five from the first week and 5 from this week will go at each other to whittle it down to another 5, and that's the finals. And that's the week after that, and then they go at each other until fucking someone dies. Like, one of them's in Lake Tahoe, like, next week. I was like, wow, that's Jesus. It's nowhere near San Francisco. The San Francisco Comedy Competition, taking place in Medford, Oregon. There is one in Oregon, now that I said that. There's a night in Oregon.
Are you all just going to hop into a car and drive up there together?
I assume there'll be some carpooling going on.
Because, yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, it's the San Francisco Comedy Competition. Check us out tonight in Kansas City.
In Europe.
On Mars. Man, those Martians don't get my dick jokes. This shit is rigged.
But we have different reproductive organs. Oh shit, I just outed myself as a Martian. Now everyone's gonna know where to find me.
They don't get my political humor on Mars. We do not have Democrats and Republicans. We have gignogs and gigafrags. I like how the large lady in this picture ditched her flip-flops to really
get in there?
Yeah, getting it done.
Getting
I don't
done.
Ever want to look at this anymore, so I'm closing it down.
I love that he's got a diaper on. Either he's got a diaper or that's her belt wrapped around him.
I'm going back to looking at the second base one.
Come on, Tim.
Even though it's drawn.
Look at the number 10.
That's not the number 10. That's actually the number 1.
Large ladies like loving too.
They do.
That
sounds like the name of a porno.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, or it could be the name of a band. Large ladies like loving too. We're large ladies like loving too. Good night.
Or it could be like a code phrase, you know, for spies. Hey, you got the microfilm? Do you know the password? Large ladies like loving too. All right, here it is. You're going to meet your contact at 0300.
I decided this last week that Wrath of the Vagina would make an excellent thrash metal band name.
Be a better kids band. Hey, kids! Are you ready?
We're Wrath of the Vagina!
Wrath of the Vagina!
Bop CDs? Or not? Oh, Kid Bops.
Kid Bop. Oh, speaking of Kid Bop, how's everybody enjoying Glee?
I think it's very good. Me and the wife are watching it together.
I laugh a lot.
And you both wear the same panties when you watch it? Is that how that works?
No, we wear separate panties.
Okay. Well, I meant the same style of panty. I didn't mean you both
the same pair of panties.
That's just uncomfortable.
It's their Glee panties.
It's hard to see the screen. You know, somebody's in front of you if you're both in the same panties.
And it's also some fucked upness, some underlying fucked upness going on, Tim.
Yeah, I know. That's what Andy keeps saying. And there are plenty of people on Tancast.com who like the Glee. I'm just saying, the music sounds shitty.
It's enjoyable.
Tim, don't stop believing.
Shitty.
Enjoyable.
And that's not true. I really only thought Gold Digger sounded shitty. Believing sounded fine.
Oh, Tim's going to start watching it soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, really yeah. Not.
Just Gold Digger sounded incredibly shitty. And it did not sound like gospel. When I was re-editing that episode, I heard you say, Tim, it sounds like gospel. No.
Yeah, gospel.
I've heard gospel.
I've heard gospel, too.
As a black man, you should be ashamed of yourself for saying that sounds like gospel.
Gospel.
That sounds like Utah gospel.
Gospel.
Noah may be a black man, but he's also, you know, godless.
You don't have to be godful to enjoy some gospel. Sounds like I'm about to start singing.
You gonna bust into some Glee?
No.
Tim, Glee it up.
No.
Glee.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know why, but Star Trek The Next Generation reruns have randomly blipped all the way back to season 2. They were doing fine. They were in season 5 and 6, went, you know, the good shit, and all of a sudden, shoof, hey, remember these shitty episodes? Yes, that's why I was happy we were past them.
Remember this stilted writing? These characters that nobody quite got the feel for? The dialogue that makes you want to gouge your ears out? Well, it's back, baby!
I mean, there were a couple good episodes in the first couple years, but not a lot.
Yeah, they primarily just all seemed like they had sticks up their asses. It's like all the writers that they'd hired in those first couple years were like, we're writing serious sci-fi, and this is my big chance to make it. I've been writing fan fiction since I was small.
Like, well, we're not gonna be like Star Trek, so we gotta be something different, but, We're gonna squeeze every bit of humor out of it and leave it in the cutting room floor. I just had to get a Star Trek minute in before the end of this episode.
Okay.
Kevin
Smith.
Oh, Kevin Smith. I like him.
There we go.
Where the fuck is Smodcast? It's been like 3 weeks. Did he forget he liked doing it? What the fuck?
Write him, Tim.
Isn't he, like, working?
I will write him. I'll be like, Dear Kevin Smith, if that is your real name.
Sir.
You're a Smod Slack.
Oh, sick burn. Sick. Using puns.
Harsh words, Tim. Harsh words.
You know what? I don't take. I stand by what I said.
Do you, Tim? Do you really?
I do. I stand right by it. Oh, I didn't talk anything about the D23 Expo.
Oh.
It was exciting.
Was it?
Yeah, it probably was.
Was it better than D22?
It was probably better for people who knew what they were doing, unlike me. I didn't even tell you guys this. I lost my mom an hour into it and didn't find her until it was over. And the only reason we were there was for her birthday.
What a great son.
I know. She was like, well, I don't really want to go to this, so I'll meet you. I'm going to go to this, and we'll meet up afterwards, and we'll watch this. And then she didn't get into that thing, but I did. But I thought she did because there were just so many people. This other panel, it was like Walt Disney's grandnephew. So I'm looking around for her, She wasn't there, and apparently she was waiting outside, but somehow we missed each other. And then she went into the next one, and I miss her. And then you know, we just spend the rest of the day wandering around.
Did you try calling her?
Oh, this is funny. So, the first 2 days in the big auditorium where they had like Tim Burton showed up and Robin Williams and like all these people. Johnny Depp showed up dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow and in character talking about Pirates 4.
Wow, nice. I didn't realize this thing was so big.
Well, yeah, those were the first 2 days when we didn't have tickets.
Oh.
Motherfuckers. Anyway, so... Because they didn't announce who was going to be where until after you buy tickets, or until after we had bought our tickets. So it's like, oh, we really should have come Friday and skipped Saturday. But, so like John Travolta was there, Nicolas Cage, I already say Robert Zemeckis.
Fuck, you missed out on the good shit. Who'd you
Miley
get? Slappy McSlapperton?
So, so these things took place in the big the big auditorium there in the convention center, and for when these things for anything in this big auditorium, you couldn't, like, they made you check all your electronic devices, like anything that would they wanded you, and anything that would set off a metal detector, you had to leave in a bag and check, and then on your way back out, you would be able to get it. So I was like. And apparently it took a really long time because there was a shitload of people in these rooms, and so you'd have to wait to check it, wait to get it back, and just like it took a really long time. And I was like, Mom, I think it would be smart of us to just, you know, leave our shit in the car. That way we don't have to worry about it. So she doesn't have her phone. I don't have my phone. And to top it off, on Saturday, the day we went, they didn't make you check your electronics on the way into that room. So for no good reason, neither one of us had our phone for the entire day.
Sounds like an excellent day.
It actually was fun. Like, there was some cool stuff, and there was some cool art and whatnot. And like I said, I got to hear Roy's... Roy Disney, Walt's brother, who I posted a blog about on my 30 days of blogging. Thanks to everybody who's been commenting, by the way. I haven't been good about responding to comments on the blogs, but it's just... It's enough work to just get fucking blogs up there every day. I'm like, I gotta fucking write about something! Shit! It's almost midnight!
I've gotta do it! Noah said I should.
And there was something else about the D-23 episode. Oh, got to see Michael Jackson's costume from Captain EO. Yeah. You're jealous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're jealous.
And,
you're jealous.
And Anne Hathaway's dress from the Princess Diaries. I was like, Anne Hathaway titty residue is right under that glass.
Just stick your head in there. Motorboat the ghost of Anne Hathaway. She is dead, right? She's one of the many, many celebrities to die this summer, wasn't she?
No.
Oh, I lose track.
I was making Patrick Swayze jokes an hour after he died. Oh, it's alright, I posted a blog about this.
So was I. I felt a little bad about it, but it was one of those things, like, the death didn't come as a surprise, so I'd already prepared myself and done my Swayze mourning.
Well, yeah.
I was all ready for Swayze.
Like, I had already started writing Swayze jokes long before he died, so I'd be ready. Like, I want to make sure these are worked out. So I have some well-constructed bits the day, and like, so literally, like, and like, I don't mean I was saying jokes among my friends. I got up on stage an hour after he died and made jokes. Like, for many people, I was not only the guy making fun of Patrick, but the one telling them that he died all in the same, like, what? He's dead? Yep. And knock, knock. Who's there? Patrick Swayze. Nope. I was wrong. He's dead.
Tim, you're a heartless son of a bitch.
Oh, and we love you for it.
I mean, they weren't like pet jokes necessarily, like, you know, Patrick Swayze's dead, fuck him. Like, it wasn't like that type of spirit, but I was like, again, this is in the blog, but I was like, I'm just sorry he had to live through Michael Jackson's funeral, because he has to know he's not getting that. Like, no one's renting out the Staples Center for the guy who starred in Roadhouse. Like, I like Tu Wong Fu, too.
The sequel? Tu Wong Fu-er?
Two Wong Fu harder.
Four Wong Fu. Thanks for everything.
Four Wong Fu. I think I've covered all the topics I meant to cover this week. Anybody else have anything to say before we sign it off?
My mom, fucktards, how I'm going to improve America, how much I hate fucking birthers.
Oh, we didn't talk about Joe Wilson.
My nuts. No, we did not talk about Joe Wilson.
But
he lies.
Thanks to Alyssa, she gave me the idea to make him the link noise for this episode. So every time there's been a link, Noah sneezed. But other than that, every time there's been a link, Joe Wilson has yelled, "You lie!"
Well, make sure you link into all the stuff about International Talk Like a Pirate Day, like Wikipedia and whatever, so we can get a bunch of those in.
So I have a couple questions. So on NPR, I heard that his opponent for... Got a bunch of...
His
got,
probable.
Well, sorry, go ahead.
His probable opponent.
Yeah, his probable opponent
ran
got a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Yep. But then I heard someone post that he got a bunch of money.
Yeah, the initial reaction was the opponent got a bunch of money, and then since then, the dude has raised $2 million.
Oh, okay.
The actual douche.
And then when people booed right after he said it, were they booing Obama, or were they booing him for saying he lied?
I'm gonna
they were booing him.
Yeah, I'm going to guess they were booing him.
Okay. Because someone else said, like, oh, they're booing Obama. I was like, well, it sounded like they're booing the guys yelling he lied, but...
Yeah, even John McCain was like, dude, you're a fuckstick. When John McCain says you're being too crotchety and interruptive, it's time to take a good, hard look at your life. It just annoys the shit out of me, though, that, like, tons of people are supporting him. Like, if someone had done that during Bush, like...
Oh, they'd be called un-American, be told, love it or get out!
Like, yeah, there would be no, like... people would be disgusted. If people had done that under Clinton, people wouldn't take it. Not to go all Jimmy Carter on you, but again, I think there was some racism involved there.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There's a new phrase: not to go all Jimmy Carter on you. Oh snap, son! He's gonna go Jimmy Carter on your motherfucking ass. Oh shit! He's gonna
farm you like a peanut.
Swine flu.
Then he's gonna choke and die like Jimmy Carter.
Oh, so now what celebrity's next? Now it's anybody's game.
Yeah. Well, like I tweeted earlier in the week, we gotta change the name to Dancing with the Next to Die.
Those people don't count as stars. Oh,
no,
also
all
you
B,
said
C, and
you
D
said
list,
B,
and that's been a ton of those.
That is not true. Michael Jackson is an A-list celebrity.
Michael Jackson is an A-list, but the thing is, I couldn't put A-list in my tweet, both because I was out of characters and because. They would never fucking have an A-lister on Dancing with the Stars.
No. What? Get out of town.
They wouldn't even have Michael Ian Black. He tweeted that they'd asked him, and his response was something along the lines of, yeah, right as soon as I get done getting rid of all of this self-esteem.
Damn.
And while I'm quite fond of Michael Ian Black, I would not say he is an A-list celebrity. Oh, man. Michael and Michael have issues. They managed to say the word fuck on Michael and Michael Have Issues without getting bleeped like a dozen times. I went back and watched an old episode of The State because my wife got it for me on DVD because my wife's awesome and I love The State. They had a character called Louie who comes in and does his catchphrase over and over again, which is how much he wants to stick his balls in things or dip his balls in things.
I want to dip my balls in it.
And, yep, and realizing, you know, that it's like the mid-90s when he's doing this, it suddenly occurred to me, like, you know, the heavens parted and I saw truth. I am certain that he's carrying around those ping pong balls because the standards and practices guys made him actually have, like, balls to carry around, so he wasn't necessarily referring to his own testicles. And in the last 14, 15 years, whatever it's been, from there to here, they managed to, on another basic cable network, say fuck over and over and over again and get it past the censors.
How are they doing that?
But bad British accents, and they're referring to forks.
Got it.
Oh, yes. Thank you, YouTube. I would totally let YouTube fuck my sister. Here you go.
All right, Noah, anything anything you've been meaning to cover?
I beat Batman, Arkham Asylum, and now
fuck,
I'm playing...
Fuck yeah, you did.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
All right, yay.
You like Disney shit.
Ooh, Noah.
Yeah.
Tim, tune out. Noah? I installed Snow Leopard.
Oh, how'd it go? How'd you like it?
It installs very quickly, and it seems pretty speedy.
And you?
It doesn't seem like it's a huge, huge difference, but there's certain things, like I had to move a bunch of files around in the Finder, and that seemed a lot faster than it used to be. I liked it.
And it's $30.
Yeah, it is $30.
Can't beat that.
Now I'm, you know, I kind of got my feet wet back into some development work, so I may start writing some software again. There's a whole bunch of new awesome in here to write on. All right, Tim, you can tune back in. That was it.
Are you going to... Are you going to create an iPhone app?
Oh, nope, I'm back out.
I've been thinking about it. Actually, I had an idea for an app that I think might be pretty good. And I checked the store, and there is no other app with it, so I'd have the first mover advantage if it actually turned out to be something useful to other people.
I would love an iPhone app that could look at movies, well, like Flickster, track movies, like... I would love an app that could create a to-do list of movies. Not movies, of TV shows. Like, so, these are the shows I normally watch. When there's a new episode, put it on my to-do list, and then I'll check it off as I watch it. I would love that. I mean, normal people need that, probably because they have a DVR, but when you don't have a DVR, you can't do that.
Yes. Yeah, well, there is already, whoever the guy is that made the TV forecast from BigBucketBlog.com.
Yeah.
The widget, he's got an iPhone app that's like $2 that kind of does somewhat of that. I mean, it's a calendar view of all of the episodes that are coming up, but I think you can even look back at what episodes have recently aired.
Yeah, that would be good, because the widget doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I'm like, oh, it refreshed, fuck. And I found another app that will show this week's episode and last week's episode, but it sucks. Like, if you add stuff, it won't, like, if the show's ended and you try to delete it, it doesn't seem to delete it, and then it won't, right now it won't add any new shows.
Apple really needs to put in, like, the ability to do demos and, like, you know, try before you buy stuff.
One of the stuff I bought, so it's okay. This is just for my,
yeah,
my
app. I'm just saying, like, because this guy's app seems interesting to me, but I really don't want to just, you know, spend $2 and have it turn out to suck.
Yeah.
This like, ooh, it gives a good screenshot, but it doesn't do anything that I want.
All right, Tim, we're done.
I don't believe it.
We are.
You should write a Tancast app.
To do what? Like, you listen to Tancast?
Somehow...
I already have loaded up something that Tancast actually looks pretty nice in on the iPhone.
It does look very nice.
Yes. I did not do that.
I know you didn't.
I loaded a plugin for WordPress. Someday I'll get around to styling it. Maybe this weekend.
Are we ever going to change our skiddly-doo?
Our theme?
Yeah. And our logo in iTunes? You know how we changed the logo?
Oh.
And I said, I would like to change that. And you said, yeah, I'll get right on that. And then fucking several years went by. We elected another president.
Oh, yeah. Well, other shit happened. And then I had to poop. And, you know, pooping makes me forget things.
And then, you know, you had to eat. And
because I had to make more poop to make up for the poop.
And we almost went a week without saying it. You had to go grab your Crocs and do a little dancing.
Hey, you read my tweet. I'm embracing it now.
I didn't read their tweet, but I believe you.
Oh, yes. I'm announcing my candidacy for Crocmaster.
Oh, by the way, Universal Studios kind of sucks.
All of a sudden, or?
I went there after a couple days in Disneyland. I went to Universal Studios, and fucking... Well, the Mummy Ride is awesome. If they could just take out the Mummy Ride and put it somewhere else, or just, you know, let me pay $10 and go on the Mummy Ride a couple times, I think that would be better. But, like Jurassic Park, like, most of the animatronics weren't... They weren't even trying. Like, there's this thing where the truck, like in the movie, falls over a cliff and splashes down and almost falls on you. They just left it there. Like, it was down and it wasn't moving, but they still played the sound effects as though it fell. So it's like, it's just sitting there looking at you and you're like, scrape, 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 wee-oo! I'm like, nothing happened. Why do you... And then, like, there's supposed to be all these velociraptors that spring out at you. Nothing. Nothing. Just going through a dark tunnel for a really long time. And then... I don't know.
And hearing the...
And then, fucking, they closed at 5 p.m. I was like, really? Ooh, really getting all the after-work people to really come out here and enjoy their fucking day? Provided they worked the fucking graveyard shift. And, like, they closed the lower half with Jurassic Park and the Mummy, like, at 4 o'clock, so you couldn't go down there to even ride on those rides, which were still open if you were down there, but if you hadn't gone down those escalators yet, they were like, fuck you, you can't go down here. And then, like, they must have been running, like, one Simpsons ride at a time, because the line was, like, there wasn't that many people in line, but it was fucking taking forever, to the point where I finally just left. I was like, fuck it, fuck all you people. And the last tour left at, like, 3:30 in the afternoon. To like to do the tour of the thing, so Universal Studios, lick a nut.
Tim's put you on notice.
Now I put you on blast, Universal Studio. Suck it. I'm glad we're taking Marvel away from you.
Aw, Tim, be nice.
We Disney.
Don't hurt Universal Studios.
Tim, Disney is all of us,
and all of us are Disney.
That just sounds like a Disney song waiting to happen. Like we should just burst into song right now about the oneness.
Before we do that, let's go ahead and sign off. So good night.
The circle of merch.
All right, you're done.
Merch and dirge, dirge!
Wow, thanks for the non sequitur there, Noah.
That's how I do it, folks.
Classy way to end.
Yarhar! Tune in next week when we be sure to be better than this.
No, Yarhar. Not really. We could just get worse.
We'll try.
That's right, it's still Talk Like a Pirate Day. Not the day you're listening to this, but the day it was recorded.
Ha-ha! Blast from the past.
What's wrong with you people?
Plenty!
Offhand, I'd say a lot.
A lot. I love how, like, in our memory, that sounds like Forrest Gump saying.
They're both from Alabama. Yep. Everybody from Alabama talks like Forrest Gump. Am I right?
Yeah. Am I right, people? Oh, come on, am I right?
Greenbow.
Come on, Alabama, write in. Well, have your cousin from, you know, one of the eastern or western states write for you. You just talk to him on the phone.
T looks like a cross or the top part fell off.
I always draw them burning. Nothing on that, Noah?
You are silly. How about that?
Ooh. So we got a new drinking rule for the Tancast drinking game. Every time Noah doesn't laugh at something that you laughed at, he's got a drink.
Noah's got a drink?
How do I know if they laughed at it? Or you mean you two?
No. You Noah, you have to find out if our listeners did or did not laugh at something you didn't laugh at, and then you have to take a drink.
I'll get right on that, Andy.
Yep. That's a complicated rule.
With our ratio of listeners versus listeners who actually, you know, write and comment back to us, that is going to be a very difficult prospect for Noah.
I leave it to him as an exercise to go out and poll.
As soon as you change our iTunes thing, I'll get right on that.
Alrighty. Now you know I'm going to change the iTunes things later today, right after I poop and eat.
I took a poop. Let's stop recording.
I'm leaving that in. That's going in right before the I took a poop. Wait, let's stop recording. So, listeners, I don't know what poop story we're about to hear, but it is apparently too hot for Tancast.
It's not really. I'm sure it's
ruining it, Noah. Good night, everybody.
Oh, too hot. Too hot for Tancast. Right, we'll release the Jerry Springer too hot for TV version.
I took a poop so big that I used
to. All right, Andy, you're not signing off. You're telling more jokes. Thank you for listening to Tancast, episode 66. Don't forget to tell your friends about this twisted little podcast called Tancast, and please write us a review on iTunes. And don't forget...
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Oh, I give up.
One of the best videos of all time.
Tancast. Well, that'll more than likely all be cut out because it wasn't. We managed not to be funny that entire time.
Yep. Well, by that logic, we'll cut the previous 30 minutes. Cause
by that logic, we'll just take down all the episodes.
Hell yes, that's true.
It'll be not cast.
Yes. No, you might want to move your mic a little bit because you're breathing into it again.
It's all the way down by my chin.
I was going to say out of your nose.
It's not in my nose. Like it's right by my chin.
Well, it's in the path of your nose, because whatever it is, every exhale we were hearing.
I can move it up closer to my nose. I don't think that's going to help.
I don't think you should. I think you should get it away from the path of the air, from your breathing.
There's not really any place for it to go, Andy.
Why don't you stick it in your ass?
That won't really help.
Yes, but it'll smell better. Wait. No, I think I have that backwards.
You can talk. I know you can jabber on for a while, Andy, so they give me time to finish my food.
Cool with editing around all of Noah's...
I always am.
Okay.
I can mute myself, too.
You can fucking shoot yourself in the head and do the whole world a favor.
That's not nice. Mm-hmm. And why am I a faggot for saying Andy talks a lot? You know he talks a lot.
That wasn't why you're a faggot.
Oh, okay.
No, it was the, I'm going to continue eating. Fuck you both.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, too.
Well, you should eat something.
No, I should be respectful to the other two people who are taking time out of their day to talk to me.
I can eat and talk at the same time.
Yeah,
it's 10:25, Noah. Were you? Did you just, like... have a scheduling mix-up? Did you?
Okay, do not get on my plate case about fucking starting late, motherfucker.
He's not blaming you for starting late. He's saying, we're starting late. You'd think you could have had breakfast by now.
I didn't.
Well, that's why you're a failure.
No, I'm not a failure.
Failure.
You're a failure, Mr. Fail. No Place.
Oh.
How's that feel?
Not very good.
All right, then.
I hope you're
just being mocked for eating.
Stings around the ring.
I just want to enjoy my oatmeal.
I want to enjoy your mom.
Well, who hasn't?
Are you shitting in her mouth?
Yep. That's what she likes. Sweet. Like she likes.
Not like I'm going to fucking kiss that fucking ashtray.
Jesus.
Too soon?